Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So, second part of session number 7 of Laylatul Qadr, 29th of September 2009. So what I was explaining was that we have, this is the what happens when we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He has derived Hazrat Fatima salamu alayha from His ism of Fatir. You have to understand this is not about the words and this is about the reality of Ismullah. And that, see, when creation is being made, there are, I don't know how many, but what appears to be there are many Asma'ullah are working that for a creation to form up. So that part of creation which is being made by the name of Fatir, that means how everything is growing up from its main wujud, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What I have in mind, I today tried, but I knew that I wouldn't have time to do that. But maybe make a bit more understanding. I have to next week to talk about the issue of Wahdati Wujud. I had that in mind always to speak about Wahdati Wujud, which you know is a very famous topic and most controversial, and a lot of labeling for issue of Wahdati Wujud is there, and a lot of kufriyat and things are said about the people who believe in Wahdati Wujud. And for your information, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi one of his first foremost accusations is about issue of Wahdati Wujud. Ibn Arabi the same, all the Urafa and philosophy are the same in that matter. But the moment you talk, maybe I have told you this joke about Wahdati Wujud. It's a bit of joke, but there is substance in it, that someone went to see a person who was Wahdati Wujudi, if you like, an ulama. A talib went to see him. He went there, and when it was Zuhr time and after Salat and this, that alim, the host brought the food, put it there, and that talib said, "No, sir, thank you, I don't want to eat." I said, "Why don't eat?" He said, "Because you are Wahdati Wujudi and this is your kafir, and I cannot eat your food." And he said, "But what about it? Why is kafir?" He said, "Because you say everything is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything you call, you say is God." He said, "No, man, come on, I don't even consider you a donkey, let alone Allah. You eat your food." So, but the accusation comes, is given to them because they think, other people think, the people who believe in Wahdati Wujud, they think everything is Allah. So they say, okay, this table is also Allah, that board is Allah, that my hand is Allah, everything. And you must have heard the famous Hallaj, Mansur Hallaj, who went on this, he was hanged. And even when he was being bleeding and dying, he put blood into his face so that he doesn't look pale. He was so much, and he said something in those still when he was almost dying, he said, "Ma ajidu fi jubbati illa Allah," something like in those lines, that still I don't find anything in my clothes other than Allah. But what seems that people do not, I mean, those people who give those accusations, there are different types. A group of people which are most of the people, they don't even know what it is. They don't even know what they believe in, so they just say it. And there are another group that they call them because they generalize, because there are a group of people, not many, I don't know statistically, there are a group of people who are Wahdati Wujudi and they believe in Hulul. You know Hulul? They say Allah has done hulul in his body. So they are kafir, of course. We never, no real Shia and follower of Imam could believe in something like that. So they generalize this with them and they call all of them kafir. So, and the other part, the other third group that I think they do not understand them. So it is, as I told you once, somebody in Hosseiniyeh, maybe here, asked to my fellow trustee that he was talking about Wahdat al-Wujud and Imam Khomeini and all of these things, and he said, "Do you believe in Wahdat al-Wujud?" He said to one of the trustees, and he said, "No, I don't believe in Wahdat al-Wujud." So, alhamdulillah, I was not asked that question. But the point I want to make is, if anybody is asked that question, if anybody asks me that question, I would first and ask him, what is Wahdat al-Wujud? I want to see what he thinks about Wahdat al-Wujud. And most probably, I don't believe in Wahdat al-Wujud that he doesn't believe too. So, because they have always, most of the time, a misconception about it. But basically, inshallah, we will talk about it. Basically, if, can you say these leaves and flowers and things are the same as this? Are they are separate? That has some sort of tashabuh and mushabat in this topic. That no one says the leaves are the trunk, but leaves are the trunk at the same time, in a way. They have no independence, they have come out of the trunk. So that's the way, basically, that's a simple version of putting it. Inshallah, we'll talk about it. The other thing in making understanding of these issues, all of the topics that we have, all these topics, Wahdat al-Wujud or whatever, an important part of it is, as I said, we have to get rid of it. It's a practice, it's a matter of practice. We have to be able to to break through all these frames that we have already made in mind. And with these imaginations and with these frames that we have made, qalib or qawalib that we have made, we are not able to move much. So long as the moment, as I said, an example that I always see, that I see in many of your questions, I see the root of this is very apparent in many of the questions. That of course is nothing unusual, and it's very usual, but for myself too, the questions show that when we refer to, for instance, when you say, example, Imam Zaman alayhi salam is ruh and the rest of the creation is body, so that we try to imagine, we try to match and make the whole thing look to us like a body. So how can the whole world be body like this? So how can, then from the, when we say Imam Zaman is ruh, then we start to think of how is he is ruh for the whole world, for the whole creation. These are concepts that we have to make our, we have to try to with practice, with thinking, with contemplation, with looking at the verses of Quran and verses of what Imam alayhi wasalam says about themselves. It doesn't fit if you just, I was reading from this hadith for you, if you just look at what Imam Sajjad alayhi wasalam says in this hadith, which I read it for you on Friday as well, when the thing he says about himself, وَنَحْنُ الَّذِينَ بِنَا يُمْسَكُ اللَّهُ السَّمَاءُ أَنْ تَغَى عَلَى الْأَرْضِ, it doesn't fit any of the characteristics that we know about insan. That how come Imam is the person who does not let the sky fall on the earth? Unless we understand there is a reality of insan and reality of Imam behind all of this, we are not able to understand these things. We get stuck into that understanding that yes, Imam is insan, the sar do gush do chashm do head, and we imagine Imam like ourselves. And then on top of that, the bigger problem is on top of that, not only imagine Imam with all the things that we see in bodily, physical things, on top of that we also see Imam with all those limitations that we also have ourselves. As in some, we have so many limitations. Then what happens? Immediately people call them, any person who talks about this, you say, Fatir al-Sama, whatever, as that comes, all these things I said. People, the moment people hear that, they call it Qali. They call these people Qali. You know what is Qali, right? Qali is exaggeration. I wanted to write it for you. So it says, this comes from the word Qalu. We say in Farsi Qalub, and in Arabic Qalu, yeah? Qalu. And Qali means exaggerator, the person who exaggerates. But of course, I really believe that yes, a person who does not understand this ma'arif, for him is exaggeration. If you don't understand, and then you just tasdeeq, do tasdeeq, It's qalub for you, qalub for you. That's exaggeration. If I don't know how, for instance, and as an example, we read this hadith from Imam Zaman alayhi salam. I just read this for Dr. Muhammad. Imam Zaman says, "Nahnu sana'ullah wal khalqun sana'una." We are made of God, or made by God. People are made by us. My God, this is a big qulub. This is a big exaggeration. But a person who does not understand the ma'arif, I mean, not only as much as we have read, we are just touching, inshallah, we read more and we learn more and more, so we make understanding. It is exaggeration. So that is why it's so important. When you refer to, you have seen that in many of du'as and ziyaras, it is specifically and emphasizingly says, you get this sawab if you know the haq of this imam when you read this ziyarat. Even this hadith itself, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, the hadith of Laylatul Qadr, I read you, says, people fatamu an ma'rifatiha, la'anna al-khalqa fatamu an ma'rifatiha. People did not, and they were kept away, they were cut off from understanding the ma'rifat of Imam. And those who are like that do not understand Laylatul Qadr. So much emphasis is into understanding the haq of the A'imma and Prophets and all of this. It is not just to do tasdeeq. We say, yes, of course. You are Sana'ul Imam al-Zaman. You are Sana'ul Imam al-Zaman. That's really a big thing. This I call this kufr when we say it and we don't understand it. We don't understand why. How can we be Sana'ul of Imam al-Zaman? But that is kufr. Definitely we should not say it unless you understand. And when we are told, these are the things they have taught us in all this du'a, especially Jami Kabir is one of those beautiful du'as. It only makes you get the sawab of it. Of course, I don't say there is no sawab in reading it, but the most sawab comes from understanding why Imam says all those things in how does it work? How can it be? That's understanding the haq of Imam. Haq of Imam is not just tasdeeq, and haq of Imam is to know why they have got such a status, how they can stop earth to fall, the sky fall on the earth. And so, anyway, I've made deviated from our talk. We have to practice and make understanding of the reality behind all of these words and qalibs and bodies and things that we are making. And especially, it's very important. Very important. Unless and until we understand the meaning of insan, we are not able to understand many of these things. They are all